Yeah, okay. Okay, so there's a lot going on in these sugyas. Maybe too much. I want to try to focus on two specific details. And the shmooze that I hope to have about these two specific details is really a hamshech of the previous discussion we had last week. So the two mar makaymas are, first one is Shemem Heh Sivvav. It's by Kalim. As Sivvav says, I feel klik and teva migdal. It could become a Rishus HaYachid. Amaisa, there's the Magen Avraham over there, and the Sugya of Kalim brings Rashi. And there is a massive machlekes in Rishonim. Lamaisa, there's a massive machlekes in Rishonim. What's the din when you have a keli in Rishus HaRabim? A keli vos is what we call a shirim of a karmelis in Rishus HaRabim. So let's deal with a etafach tall, and we don't care how wide it is, okay? Etafach tall, and we don't care how wide it is, and that is in standing Rishus HaRabim, this keli is standing Rishus HaRabim. So if a big machlekes, at first, meaning up to about like 10 minutes ago, I was very upset at myself that I wasn't aware that Rashi was on Daf Hey, and then I was a little bit sad that because of my fault, maybe the Olam missed it. But then I felt a little bit better when I found the Rashi on Daf Zayin, so I'm sure everyone saw it, right? Rashi on Daf Zayin says, Aval Yad, we kli, shenin asuyin la'atlas akev shom al l'shoh, Ein cholkim reshus la'atzman. Ela oimdin hem bereshus, ubetein legabe reshus. So a kli, that's in the reshus harabim, is not cholik reshus la'atzman. It's just standing there in the reshus, betein legabe reshus. It's very important to know the context. The context of this Rashbi is discussing things that stop people from walking the street. The Gemara in Daf Zayin, it says Hilchah Kevan Shemaynas Ram Lidrasham and Shem Rishus Ram Ba'isa Malkim Shem Din Rishus Ram Abu Malkim Amuchel and Jesus Rabim. Okay, that's how the Rashi started. Then he got into Kli. V'teidel Chada Afilu Kli Gavah Shloish Shad Asar Ena Chalek Shus La'atzma Liyosik Karmelis Nechol Shoyim B'sech Aver Rishus Ena Chalek Shus La'atzma. V'ayim V'tam B'kdamir V'adin. If he had vuatam kan, but that's the Rashi. But the Rashi says if you have an etafach tall kli and Rishus HaRabim, it's a din Rishus HaRabim. Now one might have thought, maybe could have said, like Harus and I, just the last few minutes, we were trying to see if someone dealt with the Gemara about Levena. There's a Gemara about Levena, and it falls on top of Levena. On top of Levena, we said it was a Malkum Ptor. You could have maybe split and said that. The Rashba holds that on top of the Kli, if it's less than Gimel or Gimel, maybe it's called Malkum Ptor, just like on top of Levena it's called Malkum Ptor, but that, the Rashba says in Avodas HaKadosh, not that way. His Lashon is, Kupa Shen Gavoy Asara, okay, Etafach Tol Kli, Bein Rechav Arba, Bein Ein Rechav Arba, he doesn't care how tall it is. He goes on to say it's Kliu, same Lashonah, same Echlek Shus Latzmer, Kishus Shua Minas Pesach. It sounds like the Rashba agrees to pretty black and white what the Sharatzins bring from other Rishonim and Achrenim. The Gemara and Levena, for some reason, is different. And if it's on the top of a Kli, even if it's a skinny Kli, that's called on top of. It's called Anacha in Rishus Rabim. The top of the Kli is called Ayat Anacha in Rishus Rabim, even if it's a very skinny Kli. What they do with the Gemara, I don't know, maybe. Levena was Kavua, I'm not sure. The guy is a Shri that the Mishnah Berurah brought in the Shartzin.
It's like the Tevela against the wall. Zarek Menachal Tavei Kier. So since it's not Mizbatel there, that's why it's not the mind of Rishus, but if it's Mizbatel there, then it becomes Salitas.
It's
we have a riot in the Kura, that the Tevela, which is Mizbatel there, is not like a regular key because it becomes part of the floor. As opposed to the Kui, which is sitting there.
Okay, maybe there's a. Somewhat of a similarity. Yeah. If you wanted, you would talk about the case Tais is busy with filling up a hole and being mevatel the place of the hole. It's also Gemara Nazarek and Gemara Nerev, and that would be a difference between Kli and something you are mevatel, not mevatel. Everyone knows it from Sukkah, right? You place the Kli on the floor. If you mevatel the Kli, it becomes part of the floor. Okay, well, that's what you're bringing, that concept. Yeah. Yeah. The goes she says v'chein kupa gva yud, fine. But pachus mikan, less than yud, have a makam p'tor. Okay, so that the Sharatzin already brought. So I was wondering, what is this machlekes about? That's the first shayla. What is this machlekes about? Achur is a big machlekes. It's the machlekes with the reisu. You have a kli. Yeah, everyone has a picture in their head. They have a kli, some type of, let's say, box, a carton box. They usually not 10 tefachim tall. It's a 6 tefachim tall berach. And like I said, whether it's skinny or not is not the shmuz right now. It doesn't matter. But if it's easy for you to picture, if it's easier for you to picture a wide one, great. So picture a wide one. So you have this nice wide box. You have a machlekes in the shenim. If someone places it on this wide box, on this kli, are they placing it on a malkum p'tor? Are they placing in Rosh Hashanah? Okay, it's an African meaning for a few different shalas of Achiv Chantas. Okay, that's one shala. Second shala is going back to Bor V'chulia. Okay, the Gevalik of Bor V'chulia from last week. This is what I spoke about last week. The Machlek Sushanim that the Rashi mentioned Erev and Ayin Ches. That's why I put on the Mar Mekaymus, because if you try to learn up these sigas very, very well, I think it's vital. Very clear, the Gemara in Shabbos Saditas, the Gemara in Shabbos Kefalav, and the Gemara in Erev and Ayin Ches. This is where Yisharim are handling a lot to get to the to get to the Yisoid of Rosh Hashanah. There's also another Gemara. Besides for Shabbos Saditas, there's also a Gemara in Erev and Saditas. The Rishonim bring this Gemara as well. Now, the reason why this Gemara became very important for me is because as I was going through the Sigur Bor V'chulia, I don't know how it happened exactly. It's really from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef sent me to a siman later. I think it was Shinsamach Beis, if I remember correctly, Shinsamach Beis. And over there in the Sig of Shinsamach Beis, the Beis Yosef brings you a Rash Ben Avodis HaKadosh. It says the following. It's talking about Gaga Samach Shus Rabim. And it says, here, Yeroy Ma ben zeh la'omet shebershus rabim shena gavoy asara. Shinidu mishum karmelis. A classic omet that's eight tefachim tall is a karmelis. So why in this case we have something that's eight tefachim tall after reshus rabim? We're not calling it a karmelis. We're calling it, it happens to be in the case, we're calling it reshus hayachid. So he says, the ma'adavar da Yeroy Li, fine, he says what he says, and he says, the ma'adavar da, he wants a mashal, the Rashba. It's 7 deep and 3 of a chulya. So you have 10 altogether. The chulya itself is called Rishus Hayachid, even though it's 3 to 5 off the ground. Seems to be. And I saw after that I saw some Achrayim or Mitzayim into this Rashba. Because the Rashba in Ervin that I was speaking about last time, he himself has what to say about this case. Although he goes back and forth a little bit about it. But if you read the Rashba very carefully, it makes a difference between less than 3 Tvachim and above 3 Tvachim. I'm just going to leave it like that for now. Right. So that's the point I want to leave out for now. The Rashba adds a line in the middle of Dvarav. It says, even you should know, even if it's Lamala Megimel, it's still not going to be a Rishus Hayachid. And he just discusses what he says, but then it seems to be Chayzer, and he learns the Gemara like Rashi. It's not so clear what happened in that line, because in that line he seemed to say there's no difference between a 1 Tevach Tol Chulia and a 4 Tevach Tol Chulia. 100%, I agree. But when he originally said the Vart that I was busy with, he said, the Dafka said is that on the 1 Chulia, on the Chulia, which is 1 Tefach Tol, and I think that Lamaskana, he holds their Chalak, just like he writes in Ayin Ches at their Chalak, even though it seems to be that he has a tzad, he wants to learn that between 3 and 10, is not going to be Rishus Hayachid, but the Rash Behir and Avos Kosh is not Rishus Hayachid. So I mentioned, I saw after, so Macharam Mitzayin, and on the footnote in the Rashba, the Mitzayin is a verse of Kodesh also, on that Rashba. Good. Try to explain a little bit what I think is going on in that Rashba, but Baram David, I do think that the Rashba is not actually clear the Maskana. Anyways, even over there, what's going to be the din of 4 Tvachim Tol? Well, Kalpanim, it seems to be that we have a 3 of Machlekes Rishonim, with Dina, what happens if a guy is standing in Rosh Hashanah, and he places something onto the chulia of the bar. When is there a chiyuv for placing from shisram onto shisayachir? There's one sheet that says even if the chulia is one tefach tall, that we saw in the Rashba quoting Rashi and Ravid. Pashtus is, I was looking for this Rashi, and I was looking at Erevin. I forgot about a Rashi here. It sounds like that's what Rashi's saying in Shabbos Adi Tassim Rafa. I was reading it over this morning with Rabbi Yossi. I think the Rashi, the bottom Rashi on Sadiq Tassim Rafa, I think is the Maya Malkum for that. Then we have this Rashi in Avodas HaKodesh that says that if it's more than three tefachim tall, it's called placing on a shisayachid. And then the Chur Tosfos says it has to be 10 tefachim tall. The Chur, that's what Tosfos says. That little Tosfos we spoke about last time, Cherem Oysa Mechitza, Tosfos says, Gabi Chulid Dabor L'Shach L'Memer Ochi, L'Chayv HaMashtamesh Meshus Ram Al Gaba, Kevin Shena Chulia Atzma Gavo Yud. It sounds like Tosfos only Mechadu if it's Gavo Yud. I wanted to try to come and explain this through a Machlek Sirshayna. But even more so, I want to try to explain Shitas HaRashba. Because the Rashba is very difficult. Iman of Shach, right? If we're not treating the Chulya like we spoke about last time, it's specific Makkahim. Because all Klapir Shus HaRabim, yeah? All Kal Bishus Rabbim, and that's how we want. That's how we want to learn. So the Chur Tais is right. We need the Chulia to be 10 Tefachim tall. If you want to learn that, no, because Lamaisa is a chelik of the bar, and the Chulia is a chelik of the bar, Mechitza of the bar. The Chur Rash and Ravid are right. It doesn't matter. Even if it's one Tefach tall, Lamaisa, it was mag. It's its own place. It's what we call the Chulia of the bar. And Mimela, it should be called that you're placing it on the Shesayachid. Why is it that if it's more than three tefachim tall, I'm sure everyone understands, like I started with, because more than three tefachim tall, you're not in Jesus Rabbim anymore, but why is that called Risha Sayachal Echura? I would call it a Carmelis. I would call it a Carmelis. Like we started off, we said a Kli that's four tefachim tall is a Kli. So a Kli, like the Rashba said, is not a shter to the Rabbim. We'll just kick it aside. Levena maybe was a shter to the Rabbim. We don't know. But a kli isn't. But a chulia for sure. Is a shter. It's nothing to do with the whole sugya v'kelim. Nothing to do with that. We're just discussing a regular something in the way. Normally, when something's in the way, right? We say that if it's above three tefachim, it's called a karmelis. So why is it that the Rashba held that will be called a shusay yachid? Okay, that's the kasha. Kasha over here is, why is the Rashba understanding that a chulia above three tefachim could be called a shesayachid? So, first thing I just wanted to bring out, I think this is pasha to everybody, but I'm a little nervous that maybe not everybody chaptas nekudas. I would like to speak it out. That the whole entire discussion, what's a shesayachid, what's a shesayachid, there's no pasuk in the Torah that says, there's a guy took a neder and needs to know what's Rosh Hashayachid. You know, I say nafkmiling in the darim. We need to know what's Rosh Hashayachid. There's no gzeres akasav that says, tell me what's Rosh Hashayachid. The whole reason why I'm being magde Rosh Hashayachid Rosh Hashayachid is for one thing. To know when you're over the Isser. We want to know when is there Maitzi, when is there Machnitz, meaning go from Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashayachid. We also need to know, for Rosh Hashanah, we need to know when you're being Maver Da'aram to Shus Rabbim. In other words, what we're trying to be Magdir, what's Rosh Hashanah versus Shus Yachid, is all just Klapa the Isser. There's no special, unique concept of, there's a Lach in the Torah of the Rosh Hashanah. Okay, it's probably an obvious point, but actually I think it's very, very important to try to, and how to think about it. For those that are still not 100% sure what I want, just a very quick mashal, because to me this helps speak it out a little bit. It's the same exact thing we find by Basa B'chalav. You know, we have all these tirades about Milchiks and Fleshiks, V'chule. Which is the whole entire buildup of everything. Yeah, the whole entire buildup of everything is that we're trying to avoid those Vashak Di B'chalav Yimai. So we created a whole entire tirade about Milchiks and Fleshiks for the Deraisas, the Rabbanans. The Deraisas, Lois Vashal, the Rabbanans, Lois Vashal. Fine, Gevaldik. And then Parva, yeah, you're not Milchiks, not Fleshiks. What's Parva? Parva means no shaykhs. You don't have to worry b'chlal. Parva means you're not going to have to worry b'chlal about the Isser. It's the same exact thing over here. That the parva, the makom tor, Yeah, the makom p'tor is parva. Meaning the point is that you don't have, there's, when you're dealing with a makom p'tor, you're not going to have to worry b'chlal about the Rishus HaRam, Rishus HaYachid, and all the surim that Torah made about Rishus HaRam, Rishus HaYachid. That's what it means to be a makom p'tor. It means you don't have to worry. There's no discussion b'chlal of these Yisurim. That's what it means. That's what it means to be the Makom Tor. If you're Mugder as Rishus HaRabim, now we have a problem. It's called Maver Dat Amas Rishus HaRabim. Okay? If you're Mugder two places, Rishus HaRam, Rishus HaYach, we have to worry about being Maitzi HaMachnas. Yeah, it's klar. I think it's a Dover Pasha. This is on the Deraisa level. On a Derabana level.
What are you trying to say with this?
Oh, okay. No, because this is a little bit of akdama to where I'm going. Very good. like Baram Dov is trying to say, it's pasha, everyone knows. It's true. It's true, it's pasha, everyone knows, but it's the akdama to what we spoke about last week a little bit.
It's pasha, it's the same word.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure what the tutsalim are while I
live. Right, okay. Seder, we'll get there. But I want this akdama a little bit in your head in order to open up a Pesach for what we're going to speak about further. So, I think it's important aura to make, again, understand the lumbus over here, it's important aura to make that technically it could have been that we find the Mar Malkum. So far I have not, I believe we will not find it, but we technically could have found the Mar Malkum that says that the Geder for Shus HaRabim for Havara and the Geder for Shus HaRabim for Shus HaYachad Shus HaRabim is not the same Geder. We technically could have found such a thing. Because if you think about it, they're two different Isurim. And the whole reason why I talk about it is just to know if you did the Isur. So this alone, just to realize that theoretically it could have been that way, I think it's Kedai to speak out. I don't believe we're going to hit it. I really hope we're not. So far, I saw every Sigur said not that way. But I think it's important to open and possibility and potential in our heads that such a thing could exist. Okay, that's Aleph. Bez, something bothered me a lot. If you look in the Mishnayos and the Sugyas, so most of it's very local in Shabbos. The first parak in Azarik, but then if you go to the back of Erevin, the end of Erevin, you start seeing over there a lot of different Sugyas that Lechura are very relevant to us. It was bothering me. Why in the world is the Masechta Erevin talking about these things? Well, how did it get in over here, B'chah? So I opened up a Mishnayos to try to figure out how it snuck in over here. It's actually interesting. It snuck in Agav, because once we're trying to be Mechalek Rishuyos, I know what item belongs to which person when we're dealing with different Rishuyos. So part of it was trying to figure out, okay, who do we throw the bar to? Because when you're dealing with different Rishuyos and an Erevin, we have artificial problems of different Rishuyos. So then through there, we started getting involved in like things that are in between them. And then through that, the discussion became when there's a, what we call a clash of Rishuyos next to each other. But it really came in Agav. I just want to point out, it came in Agav. It wasn't really that's what Erevin's about. Erevin's not about Azarik. Erevin's about Erevin and trying to figure out how to split up Rishuyos between people. When you have two different people and they stare at each other because of all sigas of that we treat two people separate Rishus as doime to some type of Rishus HaRabim, therefore there is this artificial concept called Erevin. In those sugars, it came along these ideas. Now, here, I want to be a lot more careful. There are discussions about Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachad in those discussions, and there I'm not 100% convinced that it's 100% the same, the Rishus HaRabim. Okay? I want to point out that I'm not 100% convinced it's the same. I don't know 100% if we can carry over one to the other. One of the examples I was mentioning to some of the Olim today was a Gemara in Erevin over there. I think it was Sadites. And the Churya Beferish Gemara that says that that if you could squeeze a person in the fourth Tfachim between a wall and a bar, and the Maase that's going to have a dinner for Rishus HaRabim. So the Shaila is, how many of these dinim are carryoverable to us, and how many aren't? So this is an aura. I want to make it clear that you really have to be careful. Anytime you're going to pull over from what it says over there in the end of Erevin to here, you have to know if it's specific local to there or not. Okay, this is just an important aura in order to make.
Fine. What was that case you said?
It was talking about a four tefach space between the bar and the wall, and Saritas. Yeah. Okay. Now, I think we're ready to discuss Bor V'Chulia with all these Hakdamas. Bor V'Chulia comes up in a few different Gemaras, like they're trying to point out. Each time it's a little different, the Ha'ara, either from Rabbi Yochanan or from the Gemara, from the Mishnayos. But normally we say that Bor V'Chulia is a Chiddush Rabbi Yochanan. And Chur, we have to know what exactly was Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush, and what do we know without Rabbi Yochanan? What do we know without Rabbi Yochanan? This is what's been bothering me the last couple of days. I want to give another example of what I mean, just because it's our sigis, and I think it's very important. When I was learning the sigis from Vav to Tas, we got to the Gemara of Rishu Siyachabim Bekev Oyle, Al Rekia. And the Gemara says, of course it's Bekev Oyle, like Rav Chista said. And I was very confused. Why not Rav Chista? Isn't Bekev Oyle not the Rav Chista? Bekev Oyle is the din of Rishu. I need Rav Chista for them. There's no Mishnah, no Brice, there's nothing I could bring without Rav Chista. So this is something that bothered me, by those Rabbi Yossi, by maybe some other people in Beis Medrash, I'm not sure, but L'chura, it's a pella. I was looking into a little bit more. I saw the Gemara in Erevin twice, mentions Bekev Oyla, Adarakia, doesn't mention anything, no Rav Chista, it's Stama de Gemara, it's a Pashti Yisrael, Rishus HaYachid. So L'chura, what's going on in our Sugya? And there are a lot of different ways to say it, but just bringing out a dogma, because it's very important whenever you have a Chiddush to know where the Chiddush lies. The way I understand it is that the Gemara understands Kipshuta, when you're in the Rishus Sayachid takes up that whole space, the Rishus Sayachid, which is different than Rishus Sarabim. Rishus Sarabim only goes to Tantvachim, then it dies over there. We don't care that people walk, most people, let's say, three Amas tall. We don't care that people walk three Amas. We only look up to waist high, we'll call it Tantvachim. And more than that, we ignore. But Rishus Sayachid, we don't do that. Rishus Sayachid, we say, takes up the whole Rishus Sayachid. So normally, either you have a ceiling or you have walls. Normally, when we're dealing with the concept of Rishus HaYachid, we're talking about Bekev Oyle, because you're in the Rishus HaYachid. So the Gemara, everyone's talking about like you're in a tree. However, there was a Mesuyim Dik Rishus HaYachid that you're in. So the Pashas of Chistu is B'Mechadesh, even when you're no longer in that Rishus HaYachid, you're above any ceiling, or there is no ceiling, you're above the walls, you're Mea Amma in the sky, and the Mechitzah is only Saratvarim, that's the Chishur of Chistu. That's one way how to learn the sugya. The other way is, the point being is, we're trying to figure out, focus on what exactly Rav Chista taught us that we didn't know. So Bor V'Chulia. I have a lot of questions about Bor V'Chulia. I'm curious what the Olam thinks. Let's say, I mentioned a case before in the Gemara in Erevin. Okay, the Gemara in Erevin is talking about that there's a wall. Okay, so everyone can see the beam, whichever side you see it from over here is a beam. Picture that's your wall. And then there's a boar that's about, it's close to four tefachim away from the wall. Okay? Close to four tefachim away from the wall. So, the Gemara is talking about there's a boar and there's a chulia around the boar. The question is like this. If there's space for people to walk by, okay? If there's space for people to walk by, then we said it's called Rishus Rabbim, the space between the wall and the boar. Now this question, the first question I actually want to start with, is both before Rabbi Yochanan, meaning without Rabbi Yochanan, and after Rabbi Yochanan. Let's say there is three tefachim without the chulia, and the chulia itself is one tefach. Three tefachim without the chulia, and the chulia itself is one tefach. Is that called now there's Rishus HaRabim between the wall and the boar? Or no, the chulia is not called Rishus HaRabim. This is the first shayla. The chulia is only one tefach tall, let's say. Ba'atzim, you could ask this kasha with that. What would we say? Without Rabbi Yochanan? You could also ask it after Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, that's the first shayla that I wanted to know. Everyone's thinking about it. Fine. There's a prima gadim in Shin Nadalid that discusses this. He names on the prima gadim in Shin Nadalid.
If you have three tefachim between the chulia and the boar, then isn't it not lovered and it's not mustarif at all? Wouldn't we say they have nothing to do with each other?
The idea of the four
tefachim between the bar and the chulia?
Yeah, we want four tefachim. We need four tefachim in order to make Rishus HaRabim.
The distance between the bar and the chulia?
Yeah, space.
No, because between the chulia and the kaisel.
Between the kaisel and the bar.
So they're not mistarif at all?
Between the kaisel?
You want to mistarif reicha or goiva?
No, again. Here's a kaisel. Okay? Here's a kaisel. And here's a bar. Right on the side. I need to be able to walk between them. And I can only walk with this four tefachim. If it's too skinny, I can't walk there. So it's not Rishus HaRabim anymore.
What's the shreya?
We're on the same page. What?
Really not. We're talking about baruch. We also talking about that they're lined up.
Different. A different. New case.
Yeah.
A wall. Okay. A wall.
Yeah.
And over here is a bar with a little chulia around it on the floor.
Okay.
Okay. And I want to know, is the chulia a chelik of the Rishus Rab before Tfachim? That's necessary. The chulia is part of Rishus Hayachid. Because the bar and the chulia together make Rishus Hayachid. In other words, on my right, Rishus Hayachid, known as bar and chulia. On my left, it's a wall. I can't go. It's a wall.
Okay.
So if I put my right foot in the bar and chulia, I'll fall into the bar. Okay? And on the side, there's the kaisel. I walk through. I need four Tfachim Rishus Rab. Is the chulia shter that four Tfachim? It's memad from the four Tfachim, or comes a chelik of Rishus Rab?
Back in the
shadow,
we were talking about last week.
Oh, okay, so maybe. But yeah, it's another case.
It's still
another
become a prayer you're walking, and therefore
it's related, but it's another case to think of. There's many more cases to think about. Let's say the bor is 10 tefachim deep, and the chulia is 4 tefachim high. The bor is 10 tefachim deep, and the chulia is 4 tefachim high. Do I need Rabbi Yechiden to say that the top of the chulia is Rishus Hayachid, according to, let's say, the Rashba Shita, as I mentioned before, and need Rabbi Yechiden for that?
Yeah.
What? Maybe Rabbi Yechiden just saying that Bor v'chulia mitzdarfin. Maybe now that the Bor is Rishus Hayachid. Okay, I'm just bringing out, that's another Chiddush.
I said, do you need Rabbi Yechiden on 7 and 3, do you need Rabbi Yechiden to say that that's considered 10 for the Bor?
For 7 and 3, we need Rabbi Yechiden to say 10, but let's say it's right, 10 and, now it's 10 and 3.
When they tell the bar, it's definitely
10. Right? So I need Rabbi Yechiden for that?
No,
so Rabbi Yechiden, it's time for myself. How much are you using Rabbi Yechiden for all these halachas? That's the question. How much are you using Rabbi Yechiden? I'll give you another case. What's that? Another case. The bar itself is 5 tefachim wide, not 4 tefachim wide. The bar is 5 tefachim wide. You have a chulia around it. I need Rabbi Yechiden to say that the chulia is part of Rishus Hayachid. If I don't have Rabbi Yechiden, Rabbi Yechiden says that they're mitzdarfin, right? Lasar and also Ladala, the Rishonim speak out. The mitzdarfin, I no longer need the mitzdarfin. I have the Rishus Hayachid without the chulia. How much is the mitzdarfin, the fact that it becomes part of Rishus Hayachid, also how we don the chulia itself? Ishladim is that we have to know how much Rabbi Yechiden was being mechadish. The reason why I'm asking the Shal on this Chakir, I didn't really see the Rishonim deal with it fully. They dealt with it partially, but not fully. It's because I believe this is all you said to the machlekes over here, and this is the pshat to the Rashba. We start off with two nekudas. How to view a keli and a karmelis? That was the first nekuda we started with. And we started with the three of machlekes by bor v'chulia. I'm placing it down in the fourth half of chulia. And we said that there was a three-way machlekes shem on the case. And we wanted to know specifically what's pshat in the Rashba. There's chur mimonavshach. And I think the Teretz is as follows. I think this is what the Rashba is saying. Kamat says it. Which is that last week we spoke about the fact that what makes you Rishus Hayachid as opposed to Rishus Harabim, what makes the tell, what makes these things Rishus Hayachid in the Rishus Harabim is because they share the Rishus Harabim. Which means the starting point is we're in a Sirim Rishus, right? We're in a Sirim Rishus. Pashtus is. The Pasha says, if without getting all the specifications of Digle Midbar, every Karmelis probably would have been the same. Every Karmelis, every Rishus Harabim, the Pasha says, this is where everyone's domain, and Mimela, this is, takes up the whole entire area. And then we have a shter to that area when there's a bump, and there's a mound, there's a ditch. There's some type of shtir. Okay, that would be the pashtus. Digle Midbar told us that take all the karmelises, the big open spaces known as karmelises, and remove them from this discussion because they're missing the Digle Midbar. They're now called the Mokum Tur. They're never going to have a Maver Da'at Amas. They're going to have a Moitzeh Machnes. This is learned out from Digle Midbar. But it's important to Kudan understand what the Rishriyas are. Now, the Rishus Hayachid that we're creating in the Rishus Harabim by shtering, and like we said, maybe the Machitza could get there, the Machitza creates the shter. The Rishus Hayachid is going to be a next sugya maybe when we learn Rishus Harabim, how the Machitza's interplay with Rishus Harabim, Asiram Val Machitza, very importantly, I'm going to have to learn that in the next week. But the Ikar Vart is, and it's not just the Marma Kermis I quoted last week, it's even many more Marma Kermis. It's also Rashba and Iran and Daf Zion. I guess to show me inside. I didn't quote them last week. I should have, I could have, but I only mentioned Reb Chaim quoting the Rishonim. I mentioned the Meiri last week. This is the way the Rishonim are magdir, what it means. That you no longer are a Rishus Rabbim and you're Rishus Yachid because you stared, you created that, you made a problem for the Darsi Barabim. Okay, it's very, very important. It starts with what's the Rishus Rabbim, how far Rishus Rabbim goes, how expansive it goes, in terms of the Hilach and Tashmish, the whole Sigis, both in the first parak and in Azirik. And then after we figure out all the Kamash Malans, if this is also called Rishus Rabbim, now we start talking about things that we say are Mafkir Rishus Rabbim. So it came out from the Gemaras, and it's definitely what to learn in the Amayram, but it came out from the Gemara is that from the ground up to three Tvachim, up to Benan including, that's called Ar Smichta, it's Rishus Rabbim. That's called Shtir Rishus Rabbim, it's not going to Shtir the Hiluch. So basically, this is how I understand what the Rashba is saying. The Rashba is saying as follows. Ba'etzim he agrees to Rashi. Ba'etzim he agrees that Bor V'Chulia, it could be it's after Rabbi Yochanan, this I don't know, this is the Chakir that I mentioned. The Bor V'Chulia is Rishus HaYachid, it's a separate Malkum, it's a separate Rishus, because of the fact that it of itself has Gedarim of being a 4x10. By being a 4x10, it's created, it's a separate place, a separate Malkum, the 4x10, the Bor V'Chulia. Mimela says the Rashba, the only time that this Chuli is going to become part of the Shus HaRabim, and that's really what he shries in Erev and Ches before the line of Rav Dava was saying, is he shrying that you can never see it as being outside the Shus HaRabim because it's within Gimel Tvachim. He says that's a Vada called regular Prast of Shus HaRabim, which will come out from this line of the Rashba that actually is on a whole different page than Tosfos. The Rashba is, that's what he's telling soon, the case of the Gaga Samach. The Rashba holds that the whole reason why I called the Rishus HaRabim in the case we're talking about, putting it on top of the Chulia, he called the Rishus HaRabim because you can't be called that you're not in the Rishus HaRabim when you're just one tefach above the Rishus HaRabim, which is basically what the Prima Gadam understood as the Devar Pasha over there in Shulin Dalet, that if you're a very short Chulia, you're for sure not going to stand. It's regular Rishus HaRabim. Yesh Ladin, what the other Rishonim hold, and we have to deal with it, Rashi and Ravid, but and he doesn't bring them. He sounds like he's going to Kulei Alma. Yesh Ladin Bezatuva. Well, Kopanim, that's the Rashba saying. But now, here's where it gets tricky. Because the Rashba now still needs to explain what's going on between 3 and 10. So, if the Rashba is actually the Mandamra that says, when you have a Kli that's 6 Tfachim tall, you have a Kli that's 6 Tfachim tall inside the Rosh Hashanah, the Rashba says, the Vad that's gone, this is regular Rosh Hashanah. This is regular Rosh Hashanah. Even if it's very skinny, doesn't matter. It's called, you place down the Rosh Hashanah. So this is where it gets very tricky, right? Because what do you mean place that Rishus HaRabim? L'chura, it's not Lara Smichta anymore. So that's what the Rashba was saying, the Rashba I quoted, that I started with, because Rashba is holding that this is not a shter b'chla. Because the Kli is not a shter, so Mela, it is 0 through 10. We don't see anything. It's regular Avir, like I started talking about. If for whatever reason, we're dealing with people walking, but for some reason, Rishus HaRabim is only typhus from his feet to his waist, let's say. But that's the Tfisa of Rishus HaRabim. The Tfisa of Rishus HaRabim, the Rishus HaRabim itself, is actually 10 Tfachim. The Rashba is saying, no, but the shtir to the Drisa of the Rishus HaRabim, and being able to walk in Rishus HaRabim, the shtir to the Drisa is when it's above 3 Tfachim. So says the Rashba, he's saying L'shitasa in both places. He's saying, there's a halacha that you're going to be in Rosh Hashanah from 0 to 10. This is the halacha. But the second that the Rosh Hashanah has a blocker in it, you're no longer in Rosh Hashanah. He just says, and that depends what our blocker is. If we're dealing with something on the floor, that's kavu on the floor. Yeah? So Zokta Rashba. Okay, so once you're above 3 tefachim, saying you're ready out. Once you're above 3 or more, then you broke the Darsi Barabim, and you're no longer going to be stuck in Rosh Hashanah. Zok the Rashba, he says, Avada I see like Rashi. This is called Rishus HaYachid. The Rashba agrees to Rashi we spoke about last time. At least clap at this Nakuda. He argued because he said, how can you say less than 3? That's called being placed Rishus HaYachid. You never took yourself out of the Tfisa of Rishus HaRabim in terms of the Darsi Barab, like the Prima Gaon is discussing in Shulchan Adalet. But once we're talking about that you're above 3 or above, so he agrees, you're right. Above 3, you did break the Darsi Barabim. You know, if you broke the Darsi Barabim, they have to die. Is this a Makam? Is this a Makam? Is this a place that's called 4x10? Ah, this is a Makam. So then getting back to what we started with, you asked one of the reasons why we're always driving at, we're trying to be magdir, the isser of going from Rosh Hashanah to Shusay Yachid. The Rashba held differently than Taisvus, that the isser itself could be mugdir not kafi et shter to Shusay Rabim, but kafi what it itself is. The Rashba understood that the mokum itself being 4 by 10 makes it a Shusay Yachid in the isser from Shusay Rabim to Shusay Yachid, even though clapping the Shusay Rabim is not 10. And Taisvus argues on that point. Taisvus says that the Shusay Yachid clape the Rosh Hashanah needs, and now there's 10 tefachim here in my space. He doesn't hold of this svara of looking at the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, basically the way we start with Rashi and the Raifat that the Rashba brought. He's, to him it doesn't exist, because to him the Rosh Hashanah is only always going to be clapped by the Issa of Rosh Hashanah. So he goes, Mikovakal, if you're gonna be mechayev somebody from Maitzei Machnes, so it has to be klape, each Rosh Hashanah klape the other. That's how he's learning. Mashenka and the Rashba saying, you just have to break that. It's no longer Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Once you break no longer Rosh Hashanah, now we're going to be Magdir the Makkim. He wasn't willing to be Magdir the Makkim if he didn't break the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But once you break it, then we'll be Magdir the Makkim. The Kaili, which is Chest Fachim, never broke the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's what he's trying. Never broke Rosh Hashanah. So you placed it even on a Makkim Tor, because it's less than Dala Dalat Fachim, Kiyul, in quotes. You place a Makkim Tor. It doesn't matter. It's called placing in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Because there's no Shter to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's called Anacha Shter on Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. There's like a little pole that comes off Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and goes, Eit Tvachim Tal. It's not just Zoyvi Rav Chistas, Mei Amma, and Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's a Zoyvi Dem. So it's Mach, you placed in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You have Anacha. That's called placing Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. In the middle, the Rashba is actually going to Shittasai. The same thing that the Rashba says by Kalim, it's the same Yosayt he's saying in the case of the Chulia. But what I was driving at, that's what you asked, what I was driving at in Akdama, the whole thing was this Machlekes, Rashba and Taisus. Rashba and Taisus argue on this thing, Klape had to be Magdeh, the Chulia vis-a-vis the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Are they looking at it as just Klape, the Moitzei Machnes from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to the Chulia? Or it looks at it as it could be Magdeh, this Makkim Bifnei Atzmai, because it was Kaveh, its own Makkim. It is its own Dala by you. You're in the Kuda? This is the Machlekes I want to speak about. Smela now, I think we understand. The machlek is Rishonim by Carlos Bekelem also. I didn't speak it out, but I think it's obvious. Because when we said that you're Mevatel, we were saying that you're being Mevatel, the Mokka, not that it's not Shtirim or Shisaram, but what happened? You placed it in 8. Placing an 8, we already mentioned this in the Rashba originally, it's above 3, so we're not being placed on the Shisaram. Within 3, you're placed on the Shisaram. Above 3, you're not being placed on the Shisaram. Being placed on something that's not called Shisaram. So, Vais Tachoy, you're Makam Tor. You're back to what we call Parva, right? You're Makam Tor. You're not Shaykh Tan of the Yisurim. So, the Machlek is Hagoyis Ashri, and the Rashba and all other Shem that Shar Tzion brings in Sivav is Mamash Guf for the same Yosaidis as this Machlek is between Rashi, Rashba, and Taisus, by a Chuli that's 1 versus a Chuli that's 4 versus a Chuli that's 10. This is the Machlek is Rishayim.